The shores of the lake have seen little development since the 1970s, except for Lake Country Subdivision. The existing homes are sparse, spread out, and large. Mike Malley leads the Bernie Sustainable Development Coalition and owns a home on the lake. The Coalition and Save Bernie Lake movement are opposed to KB Home Plans to build 361 homes on 70 acres and with a lot of polluted runoff.
Our engineers feel is still very irresponsible and will not work to protect the lake. That's our only concern, is protecting Bernie Lake for the citizens of Bernie.
Malley says the land underneath is rocky, so the runoff will head directly to the lake. Fertilizers, pesticides, and street residue from motor vehicles are common runoff pollutants from subdivisions. Another area resident named Hendricks, she only wanted her last name used, says the Hill Country is known for its gully washers.
This area of Texas is known as Flash Flood Alley, and it is because all of our hills drain into the valley where our water sources are.
She says residents in the area would love to see the property become something else, but says if development must come, KB Home should rethink its plans.
There are some people who want the whole thing to be parkland, which would be great too, but in lieu of that, no more than estate lots, because that's what's here already established, large lots with single-family homes.
Malley and his friend Mike Bowie offered to take Texas Public Radio on a tour of the lake. But first, we had to ride down a very steep hill in a very small utility vehicle.
It's fairly safe. Can't have flipped over that many times.
We then followed a dock to the boat, which cut through the lake with an electric engine to protect the lake from pollution. We spot birds perched on the water, some waders at the park, a kayaker, and a guy on a long-distance swim. Some lake residents say there are endangered bald eagles and golden-cheeked warblers. Malley finds government regulations on the lake puzzling. The city allows electric motors only on the lake to reduce pollution, and yet the city, county, and state can do nothing to limit housing density in Bernie's extraterritorial jurisdictions, or ETJ, even on watersheds like the lake that are afforded other protections. He knows. He took his concerns to local and county government and then the Texas Attorney General's office.
We can't drive or operate a gas-powered boat on this lake. KB Homes wants to come in and put 361 homes on essentially what is about 70 acres, heavily sloped acres. It's going to drain right into Bernie Lake.
Malley says the state should not leave developers in charge of protecting water resources. He says state lawmakers need to act to close the loopholes that has allowed KB to do what it plans to do at Bernie Lake. Deputy Bernie City Manager Jeff Thompson confirms the city cannot control housing density in its ETJ, but they can enforce city regulations on open space, drainage, and impervious cover. He says those regulations are sufficient to protect the lake. KB Home is expected to brief city staffers on Wednesday on the status of the project, but there is still no hard timeline for construction. More meetings will follow. KB Home tells Texas Public Radio News the project named Shoreline Park will be responsibly planned and eco-friendly. While there are no plans to reduce the number of homes, they promise a green belt between the development and existing homes and larger lots along the shoreline. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.